time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
I want to tell you on this October 21st, the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, a story about prayer. It's a true story, but I offer no explanation for it. Once upon a time, an anthropologist, one of Margaret Mead's many husbands, noted that the natives on his little South Pacific island prayed fervently over their yam gardens after they had planted them. Very interesting, he thought. Poor superstitious people. They think that prayer can actually improve the fruitfulness of their gardens. So he chuckled to himself about their naivete and credulity. Then he remembered he was a scientist, and that in principle he ought to attempt some kind of controlled experiment before he dismissed the natives as ignorant savages. So he decided he would plant his own yam gardens in two spots that seemed exactly similar in style and sunlight. He also resolved to tend each of the gardens with equal care, that he would pray over one and not the other. Unfortunately, he didn't know any prayers. He did have a Hebrew Bible with him, but he didn't understand Hebrew. He could pronounce the words from the after-school classes of his youth, so he read a couple of passages from the Hebrew scriptures each day from the Bible over the gardens. He later admitted that he probably cultivated the garden over which he did not pray with more care, because he really did not want the prayers to work, but they did. He had no idea what to make of the outcome of his experiments and repeated it several times, each time the prayer worked. What does one make of that story? I don't know, but maybe God is a comedian.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.